Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode here of Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/cutthepromo. You guys usually are listening to the podcast as well here on Facebook Live, but we are not able to have that happen this evening, but we will be back to doing that next week. You guys can also stay tuned with us Facebook, Instagram Live, as well as Twitter Live here on the program, so you can discuss all of your views and opinions here related to professional wrestling. It's definitely a big thing to see because it's a business that's growing more and more, and it's always good to have coverage on it. So that's the broadcast for this week. We have none other than Brian Logan on the program. He's going to be calling in sometime soon, and he's just basically going to discuss his views on his career. And he's wrestled for 16-plus years and has wrestled through the likes of Ohio Valley Wrestling and WWE within the Attitude Era. He's had some dark matches, wrestled on Jack, wrestled on Heat. So it should be something that's really cool to see. Now, before we get to that, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to find a way to kill as much time as possible here as we are waiting for our guest. So AEW Dynamite, the last episode in Jericho's faction, is something that has been outstanding. That's one thing that kind of stood out to me on Dynamite, as well as Allie. Her transition from Impact Wrestling to AEW has been nothing short of phenomenal. You know, she's doing a really good job in the ring, and she's always been underlooked and always been underrated. And it always felt that Allie, a.k.a. Cherry Bomb, had a chance at the WWE just because of those circumstances. She's a really great talent in the ring, and it shows each and every night she wrestles. So AEW was good, but SmackDown wasn't. SmackDown wasn't good at all, actually. I don't like the way they did the draft. The way they did the draft and the way they did those transitions into things were not really good things. They're not really subpar. Remember if you watched the draft in 2007, 2008, or 2009, you'd notice that during the draft that they had more anticipation behind each draft pick. And I feel that on Friday Night SmackDown, when that happened, they didn't really anticipate draft pick as much. As a matter of fact, some guys that were on the same brand stayed where they were, and it said they got drafted, which is a waste of like a pick, in my opinion, on the show. Due to that and many other multiple complications, the show just basically decided to end up being one of those shows where it sucked. Like, I like the end where Cain Velasquez and Brock Lesnar, but you cannot base an entire show just on one half-decent moment. I'm sorry, that's not the best moment in wrestling history, but it could have stand out as a good moment. If there are other moments, it would have made the show click and connect, but I feel those moments just weren't there. There was no anticipation there behind those draft picks, in my opinion. So that's my take on it. Raw was good. Raw was okay. But I still feel like the 3-hour transition tuning in from watching something from 3 hours all the way from two when I previously watched it is still an adjustment. I still feel that's a lot of wrestling in the week. You have Raw, which is 3 hours. You have NXT, which is an hour. And then you have SmackDown, which is 2 hours. And then those pay-per-views are sometimes 4 or 5 hours long. WrestleMania and Royal Rumble, those big ones, 6. So I feel like the more time, less is more. I feel like with less time, they'd be able to jam-pack bigger matches and create a little bit of a bigger impact based on that category. So that's just kind of my take on things in reference to that. So that's my take on it. We have Brian Logan calling in soon. He's going to discuss his career in OVW, his multiple appearances with WWF, and the upcoming CWE, well, not the upcoming, the previous CWE tour, which he did pretty much half of. So we're going to get his views and opinions on that. He's accomplished a lot. You know, 16 years in the wrestling business is a very long time. That's almost an adult in regular years. So you can imagine how much expertise he has on his craft. So we definitely look forward to having him call in soon as well. So another thing that I am doing coming up here, I really enjoyed refereeing the Northern Tour. It's something that I had the pleasure and joy of doing. The Northern Tour is something that what it does is I'm doing the Northern Death Tour in February, but the Northern Tour was cool because I'm a referee. I don't do podcasting or announcing. I don't even go there and do the radio. I'm a referee, straight up. So I go down there and I referee, like the last two, I did three shows. One was in, where was it? The first place was in Dog Creek. The second place was in Cross Lake. And the third place was in Norway House. So to referee at those three places was really cool. Each crowd was a big one. Each crowd turned out. The crowd reacted well. Three really good shows to kind of get my nose in there, you know, kind of get as much experience as I can, have a few more cups of coffee. So after that, I complicated, hey, you know what, I'm going to do the Northern Death Tour. A lot of famous people worked for the promoter of this, it's Tony Condello, and it's something that I really have the honor and joy of becoming a part of. Now, as my role as a referee, it's very different from someone whose role is a podcaster. As a referee, you know, sometimes I'm working that whole night. I'm refereeing the whole show, which is sometimes up to 8 matches. So if each match is 6 to 20 minutes long, so you have some 6-minute matches in there, some 20-minute matches in there, some 10-minute matches in there, I'm in the ring for about, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours. And it's a really big workout. It's something that takes a lot of adjustment and a lot of conditioning. And I feel that I have gained a lot of respect for it more because as of late on those tours, there's no other referee and they need somebody to referee those matches. And to continuously do so night after night after night was a cool thing. It felt like I was committing to something, a part of a group, a part of an organization, a part of a team. So I really feel that that's what wrestling needs more of, is more of that, you know, teamwork aspect of things where people just need to kind of join forces and, you know, work together. So I feel that if people work together and join forces in the ring instead of, you know, trying to see who's better than whoever, I feel that a lot more people would get ahead. You know, there's a lot of egos that get in the way here in this industry, and I feel that it's not needed. I feel that if everybody participates and does their part, there's no need for egos. Everyone can have an ego. So it's just my take. I think it's something that I found to be really cool, is just having the honor to step in between those ropes and referee. Because I remember in 2015, I did that for High Impact Wrestling. I did some work for PCW, Premier Championship Wrestling, Northern Empire Wrestling. Actually, I was in a referee spot, never mind. CWE, Tony Condello, and I think there's one more. There's one more I'm missing, but, CWA, I believe. But, it's been really cool, because, like, who can say they've podcasted and referee? Yeah, not everyone. So I really enjoy that aspect. Wrestling is definitely, it's something you got to, like, look at. It's a really cool thing that's evolving and growing by the day. You know, Fox obtaining SmackDown, too, is something else I kind of wanted to elaborate and talk about. Like, you know, I like how Fox Football, look at their numbers. Their numbers are absolutely huge. So if you're bringing WWE, which already has big numbers on their worst day, to a network that continuously has a big demographic of people on their worst day as well, then you're basically mixing cinnamon with apple crisp. You have the perfect combination. And you have a cookie-cutter sort of show, which is going to generate a larger audience. Now, the question is, based on last Friday on Fox, you can't keep having shows like that. It's about repetitiveness and consistency. If you're going to continuously have, three good shows and then one bad show, then it's not going to work. You have to continuously have good show after good show after good show after good show, and then Fox expands to other places like FS1, which is another network of Fox, which NXT is considering being on, which I believe they have the time slot for it. So it's going to be interesting if SmackDown's on Fox and NXT's on FS1, that's going to more than likely compete things with AEW, which is last two episodes of Dynamite were really impressive, and they wiped out NXT in the ratings in the past 2 weeks. So we're looking kind of at something not as big as the Monday Night Wars, put something in second or third place to it. It is a I believe it is a revolution in wrestling, but is this going to be a fad like the Pet Rock, or is it going to actually be something that stands out and lasts for a significant amount of time? That's one thing I feel as well on it. Ring announcing, actually. We're still waiting for our guests to call in, so I'll just keep talking until the show's over. We'll see what we can do. Ring announcing. I feel that ring announcing is something I've only been able to do once in my career, actually. And when I did it, it was for a company called Canadian Wrestling Alliance, which was run here in Winnipeg. And I feel like I love my voice. I love to hear my voice. That's why I love to do podcasts. That's why I love to referee. That's why I love wrestling, too. It's a big part of it. So I feel like if I'm ring announcing, I feel like I should be doing that continuously on a continuous basis. Who doesn't say it's wrong for a wrestling company to have more than one ring announcer? You know, it's a tough job. Think about it. You're introducing each match, and you have to do so with each one anticipating to sell the crowd and interact with the audience. Ring announcer is an underrated task, in my opinion, because you have to just be that guy, one guy. Like, look at Justin Roberts, for instance. He was one of those guys who could just, like, announce, and he just had the gift of it. He just had the voice. Some people have that, some people don't, but you know, a ring announcer is very valuable to an organization because it kind of reflects their profile of their company and their image of the company. So I feel like if you have someone with a good voice who has the ability to dress well like myself, I feel like I should have more opportunities with that. I feel like it's something that is something I want to explore the aspect more of as well. Because there's a lot of people that started out in the independents as a ring announcer and made it to WWE. And I'm kind of have a similar story. So it's cool. I explored refereeing, but my goal is to explore every other aspect of wrestling, a promoter as well. That would be my last thing I would want to explore, I think, is just being a promoter and running a show. Because I feel that out of wrestling and refereeing, that's the Master Yoda position. That's the guy who runs it all, who makes the decisions, who calls the shots, who has the sponsors, who makes all of the money, the boss man. That's something that I would want to do lastly, but my goal in wrestling is doing podcasting, which I've done. Check on the checklist. Refereeing, check on the checklist. Ring announcing, check. Managing, check. Wrestling, check. I want to do more. I want to be behind the scenes. I want to be a booker. I just want to do anything to contribute to something I really like a lot and something that I'm very dedicated to. So that's kind of the way I look at it on ring announcing and exploring different things. It's like, just because you're doing one thing doesn't mean you can't do more. And if you're doing more, always strive to do more after that. Because then that way you're basically on the train road to success, or the railway to success, or whatever the fuck it's called. You guys are listening to Cut the Promo Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/cutthepromo. I am your host, Jordan Garber. I have fired my co-host. That is a shoot. He is no longer on this program. He's done because he decided to book names that he decides to basically promise the world something and not deliver. And I'm not cool with that. Excuse me. I had this fucking cough for like 3 weeks, and it's been consistent. And speaking of consistent, those fucking consistent lineups with Tim Hortons. Now, you go to big cities, like, and I know this. No one deny it. I go to big cities like Toronto, New York once in a while, especially family trips back then. And I'd always go to a McDonald's or a Tim Hortons in a big city. And to get my food was fucking quick, like 5 to 10 minutes. You go to a Tim Hortons in Winnipeg, it takes fucking 20 minutes, 25 minutes to get a fucking coffee. And it's absolutely unbelievable. It is absolutely fucked up how you have to wait that long to get a $3 beverage to consume, to run your day. Yes, I'm a guy that needs coffee, so sometimes, you know, if I have to leave super fucking early, I have to leave 6:30 to get a large coffee, because it's like fucking lineup. So that's going to be my rant of the week here on Cut the Promo Podcast. I'm going to basically pull the plug here on this podcast. We did cover some great things here. We covered AEW. We covered basically refereeing, ring announcing, my perspective. And as for Brian Logan, what we're going to do is we're going to contact him on Facebook after this program here. And we are going to do a Facebook recording interview. We are going to tape it, and we are going to deliver it to you all next week. So stay tuned for that following an additional interview as well. Who will it be? Find out here on Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast. You can listen to us each and every week here on blogtalkradio.com/cutthepromo, Facebook Live, Jordan Garber, Twitter, @JordanJGarber, and Instagram, @JordanJGarber. For myself, Jordan Garber, and Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast, you guys have yourselves a wonderful night, and thanks for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving as well, Canada. Take care.